What did you like about the way your team played?
Well, you know, it's kind of been the age-old story. We got a very resilient group. You know, we came out, threw a pick early, gave them a quick 7 points, and then had another pick right before half. So we still got some turnover issues we got to deal with. But when we get down to it, you know, the end of the game, we're able to block a kick, answer with a score immediately, and then, you know, do enough to win on offense. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, we improved in the areas that we wanted to see improvement. You know, time of possession, we finally got on our side. Third down became better. You know, a number of field position things became better for us. And I think we got better as a football team. But I stated before, and I still think that our best games are out there, and we've got to really, you know, kind of tighten things up to be able to operate the way we're going to need to down the stretch here. I mean, we're only halfway home, so there's a lot of battles to be had. We're going to have to play extremely well.
Let's start with that special teams play. You mentioned Gabe Salomon's, that block of a 37-yard field goal with 9 minutes to go. Then you guys turned the other way and for a touchdown. He also was part of that fourth and one stop. Just talk about those momentum plays and how big they were for you.
Yeah, they're huge. I mean, both of those momentum plays turned into offensive scores that helped us to win the fourth quarter, which helped us win the game. You know, when you're looking at a team on defense, I always look at how they react after the toughest moment when you give up a score and they got to go hit a PAT or stop a field goal. And our kids have been putting forth incredible effort. We got it lined up correctly and they caved it down, and Gabe just got his big mitt up there, and it was a little bit of a low kick, but still great strain on his part. And then the fourth down stop, obviously critical as well. So he's playing extremely well, and he's a tough kid that's come from nothing and doing a great job for us.
Got some questions for you. The first from Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Morning. Excuse me. Morning, Rob. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Ian. How you doing?
Good, good. You mentioned Gabe came from nothing. I was wondering if you could just expand on that a little bit more about, you know, his backstory and where he's at now.
Yeah, his backstory is a Connecticut kid that was, you know, under-recruited that, you know, came on in here. I think he was a quarterback in high school, had a good frame on him, you know, went through the, you know, the normal growing pains of any walk-on player, you know, earned a scholarship, you know, had been able to be a, now I think probably a three-year starter for us. So, you know, what I mean about coming from nothing, you know, he didn't have the scholarship coming in the door. He's got it now, and he's an impact player for us and just one of the toughest kids you ever want to be around.
Next question from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Coach, I just hopped in. I'm not sure if you mentioned it, but Marquise Buchanan, 9 targets, 9 catches in the game against Brown. Just talk about what he does for your pass game.
Well, I mean, he's obviously a vital piece of it. We can move him inside. We can move him outside. He's got a large catch radius. Now, I mean, you know, I think that he, best thing about Marquise last week is what you said, he caught 9 out of 9. You know, the previous week he had a couple of drops and he wasn't really, you know, elevating to get his hands to the high point, but we saw him do that a couple times in the game, you know, very confident with his hands and his ability. And I still think that there's more he needs to improve on. But critical part of our offense, and obviously he made big plays down the stretch for us to help us win games.
And if I could follow up, Coach, with that Brown victory on Saturday, it's 6 games left, all CAA games going in. Just talk about how that narrows your focus the rest of the way, undefeated in the league so far going into that stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's one step at a time. You know that. You know how that comment comes out of the mouth. But New Hampshire's a Super Bowl. I mean, we really have to, this is a critical, critical road game for us. And then, you know, my coaches were informing me that you did the research on how we've been when we come out of the gates 5-0, 5-1, that kind of thing, and what's happened to us mid-year. So we're extremely focused and aware of that, and we got to prevent that from happening again. So it'll start this weekend with New Hampshire. Tough place. I think it's been 30 years since we've gone up there and beaten them at their place. We obviously have had a couple of really tight games and some heartbreakers, but you know, it's always going to be a battle between us two, so it's going to be a good one up there.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Got a follow-up for me. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, Jim, what makes it so difficult to play at New Hampshire?
Well, their locker room stinks. I don't know if that matters. You walk out through a bunch of garden equipment and fertilizer, and then you go ahead and I've almost broken my ankles on this big step they got there. I guess it's kind of special. The track keeps you away from the track keeps you away from the fans. But it's more than anything else. It's a good football team. They have belief at home. They've been very successful on their home field, like any place should be. But for whatever reason, they've had our number up there for quite a number of years, and we're still, we still remember lots of the ones we've been close on, and we got to find a way to be able to close that out this weekend and put that one behind us as well.
Got another question from Steve. I see.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, on the defense side from Saturday's game, as it's been all year, Cole Brockwell, AJ Pena, right amongst the top tacklers for you. They combined for 17 tackles on Saturday. Just talk about being able to count on those two guys game in, game out.
Well, I think you highlight two of the guys that have been consistently performing at a very high level, but what really came out on the film defensively is how fundamentally well they are playing. Square pads, playing with some passion. And I think we're playing a very physical brand of defensive football. So those guys, obviously, it's, another great story with a Cole Brockwell, been around forever waiting for an opportunity to shine. And here he is, just killing it. And then AJ obviously comes to play every single day, practice or game. And, he's an impact guy for us, but I'm just really pleased with the overall team performance on defense. They play extremely hard. They've got belief and they're physical. So we just need to start taking some balls off of people a little bit more.
And if I could follow up on that Cole Brockwell story, to have his dad be another great player in the URI history certainly adds to that story.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know Mark, he's a Hall of Fame player, played in the heyday, the 84, 85 teams. I think he might have been a captain. When we recruited him, it was obvious, we saw Cole in high school. He was a good player. We didn't think at that point in time he was a full scholarship guy. We gave him enough to get in the door here, and he's earned the rest of his way, like a lot of our guys. And his knowledge, his understanding of our scheme is incredibly important because he's in the right place at the right time. But I think he also carries that passion of being a URI guy, true and true, and probably plays for his family a little bit every week.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yep. Got another one from Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, Jim, along those lines, Emmanuel Gomes had the pick to seal things against Brown, a Rhode Island kid. What have you seen from his development over the past few years?
It's remarkable, really remarkable. Ken, I was just talking to one of my assistants, remembering Gomes down on the scout team not too long ago. Again, a story of a guy who came in here as an in-state walk-on and has earned everything he's gotten. He's got great command at the strong safety position right now. He plays high, he plays low, and he is finding the ball, and he is in really good position on his tackles and really bringing the wood. So I think his development has been great. He's a great, well-grounded kid, very, very religious, very believing in faith, and he's worked extremely hard through some pretty tough circumstances to come out on top. And I can't tell you how proud I am of him and how much his teammates, look to him for leadership and guidance.
Jim, you've talked about the challenges of playing at Wildcat Stadium. Let's talk a little bit about trying to slow down that team. And Seth Morgan, they continue to put up big numbers on offense, and defense, I think, had 9 sacks last week at Elon. What do you see on both sides of the ball that are going to be challenges for your team?
No, I mean, they're challenges. I think the quarterback's a good player. The running back, when they choose to run, it has a chance to hurt you. Obviously, Logan Tomlinson, 5, he can play quite a bit. I really like him as a receiver. 15 can play. It's the same cast of characters, and they got tight ends. I think their offensive line is a typical URI offensive line, solid square body kids that are staying in front of people. Defensively, it's like, oh my God, you watch number 8 play out there, and it's like, that dude's a weapon, and then 10 on the other side. I think that's Ruiz. He's another solid guy. And then you know, they continue to find, you know, New Hampshire guys, like I said, square bodies. It's not a bad thing. I mean, it's just big, thick guys that move extremely well. So their defensive line is probably the best one we faced all year, maybe with the exception of Minnesota, but not too far off. You know, you look at them at the second level, you know, they can move around, and defensively, because of that line right now in the secondary, they roam around well, and I think they can get their hands on some balls. So they pose a tremendous amount of challenges. You know, I think they'll be a threat on special teams because I think that they, you know, they emphasize that as well. So, you know, what it forms up to be, it forms up to be a really good championship level football game in the middle of the year. And I think both teams will be prepared. There has been a growing edge between our two programs. And I think there's always the Northeast flavor between us and Maine and Bryant's and New Hampshire, you know, to be able to kind of be the beast of the East here. And that's what we're really looking forward to, a really good game, get up there and play the best we can.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for your time.